Your Mom's a Podcast. Comedy designed to spit... to spit.
to spit. Designed to spit in your ear.
Your Mom's a Podcast. Comedy designed to fit right between your ears. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argel and Stephanie Lynn Russell. Nigel, darling, how good of you to come.
Wouldn't miss it, old chum. Edward, you remember my cousin, Cytherea? Cytherea, Edward and I are old friends.
Charmed, I'm sure. I hope you don't mind us barging in like this. Your servants let us in.
It's no trouble at all.
I say, are those new servants since last time?
Yes, the old ones wore right out. I had to have them replaced.
Wore out? Beastly of them.
It's terrible.
Daddy used to replace our servants every 2 years. He said it was for tax purposes, but I think he just liked that new servant smell.
I'm the same way. So, Edward, how have you been keeping?
No, it's all so boring, Nigel. Wake up, ring for the servant, tell the servant what to do, watch the servant do it. I'm exhausted.
Oh, poor dear.
You should try a hobby, or sports, or something.
I took up cross-country running for a while, but it's no good.
Why not?
Well, you can only watch the servant run as far as the end of the lane. Once it's around the corner, you can just sit there waiting for it to return.
Boring.
Too boring.
Well, you've been up to something anyway.
What do you mean?
I saw the new gazebo out in the garden. And if I know you, it's your own design.
Oh, that. Yes, I was rather proud of that.
It's beautiful.
What is that? Oak? Pine?
It's servants.
Really?
Yes, we had the old ones dried and lacquered. It was hard to match up the sizes, but Aunt Deirdre lent me the use of that excellent bow saw her groundskeeper has.
It must have been a lot of work.
Yes, the servants I had do it complained constantly.
No pleasing some people.
But enough about me. What would you like to do for the afternoon, Cytherea?
Nigel's promised to take us into town and do some shopping with us.
Oh, excellent. I'm running low on servant chow. It'll give me a chance to pick some up. We can go right after lunch.
I say, when is lunch? I'm starving.
Soon enough. I think you'll like it. I planned the menu myself.
What are we having?
Soup for starters, followed by braised servant with tomato sauce, then a light salad, then a full roast of servant with a mushroom gravy.
Sounds delightful.
Let's hope the cook hasn't spoiled it.
So hard to find good help nowadays.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. First of all, I would like to apologize, but we have run out of coffee. I have sent someone to fetch more, and we should have some very soon. Now, as you know, recently our telescopes have discovered an anomaly in our most recent data, and I have assigned Miss Hames, our most senior astronomer, to look into it and give us an update. Miss Hames?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on or about August, our near-Earth telescopes noticed an anomaly seemingly approaching Earth from deep space. After study of our data, I can report that the anomaly is an asteroid of some 4 miles across, and it is heading directly towards Earth. The size of the asteroid will cause what we call an extinction-level event, meaning that most of life on Earth will be wiped out completely.
Excuse me, but are you being serious?
I assure you that I'm being 100% serious. This is a major disaster waiting to happen.
So it's true?
It is.
We're really out of coffee?
Yes. Wait, what?
What are we going to do?
There isn't much we can do.
I was counting on that coffee!
Excuse me?
I'm just useless unless I've had 2 cups!
I know!
This is literally the worst thing that could have happened right now!
No, it's not. I'm talking about the end of the world.
Damn it! What are our options?
Well, we could adapt some missiles, perhaps with a nuclear warhead or two, and...
No, I mean, could we send someone to Starbucks or something?
Do we not have an intern? Why don't we have an intern?
People, I think we're missing the big picture here. We are also out of donuts.
I have to call my wife and tell her I love her.
How could this happen? Why? Oh, God, why?
But the end of the world? Anyone?
I want my mommy! Where's my mommy?
I can't live like this! It's like we're animals!
It's a good thing we didn't tell him we're also out of creamer.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Are you occasionally underwhelmed? Do you struggle with a general sense of whelmness? Well, now you have an alternative, beta-flumabnosil. At last, your struggle is finally maybe over, perhaps. Beta-flumabnosil is a topical ointment suppository caplet developed specifically for vagueness in marketing. Talk to your doctor about beta-flumabnosil. You may be surprised with what you hear. Beta-flumabnosil is not for everyone. Do not take beta-flumabnosil if you are nursing, are pregnant or plan to become pregnant or can spell pregnant, have kidneys, have ever experienced dizziness after spinning for several minutes or dropping from an airplane, have ever attended a Pablo Cruz concert, died recently, have ever seen Bigfoot, have ever read a book, have ever written a book, have ever seen a book, are named Murray, are an adult or plan to become an adult, like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, have knuckles, know anyone who has knuckles, are human or have ever been human, breathe. Possible side effects of beta-flumabnosil may include slight blueness around the mouth, renal humming, ventricular myopia, audible squinting, yodel intolerance, lack of rhythm, inverted penis, respiratory displacement, nickelback, thumb reversal, dusty urine, colon exhibition, droopy ears, toe tapping, nipple implosion, bilingual blinking, peeling eyeballs, nasal rash, cheerful dysfunction, exploding blood, auto-tuning, testicular juggling, spelling bee, argumentative warts, lingering uptown funk, bleeding hair, joint flimsiness, vaginal whistling, severe walking, wistful hunger, repetitive death, and mild itching. Beta-flumabnosil. See our ad in Don't Even Think It magazine.
Anderson, are we ready for our 10 o'clock?
Ready, Chief. I've got the Synergy report, the summary, the overview, and the bullet points.
Good. Synergy is important.
Tony's got the pie chart, the bar graph, the line graph, and the overhead. Claire's got the short-term forecast, the long-range projection, the monthly target, and the quarterly plan. And we've got coffee, tea, bagels, donuts, and eclairs.
No croissants.
Lack of croissants is agenda item 4.
I'll need an evaluation on that. Oh, Anderson.
Chief?
What's this meeting about?
We'll establish that at Tony's 9 a.m. briefing.
And when's that?
We moved it to 11 a.m. tomorrow because of a conflict.
What conflict?
I hate Tony.
I'll need an impact estimate on that. We can't have it affecting our synergy.
I would never affect our synergy, sir.
Good. Get Claire in here, would you?
Claire, could you come in here?
I suppose it's possible. I'll look into it and have an answer for, say, tomorrow.
Right, I'll need that before the briefing.
The regular 9 or the rescheduled 11.
I'll let you know at the 2 p.m. today.
That's great.
Good.
What's on the sched for now?
You have an appointment with a Ms. Carruthers.
Which department is she in?
None, sir. She's a consultant.
Excellent. We haven't had a good consult in a long time. When's she due here?
Well, she made the appointment a week ago for this morning, so when she didn't call to reschedule, I took the liberty of rescheduling it myself to tomorrow afternoon last Friday. Then on Monday, I changed it again to early Thursday. This morning, we'll probably cancel it and order a committee to evaluate the necessity of...
What was that?
It sounded like someone knocking in your office door, Chief.
Do we have knocking on the agenda?
No, we've got a phone conference scheduled for 4 p.m.
Hi. Sorry to barge in. I thought I heard voices in here. Tammy Carruthers, from Forward Thinking Consulting. Nice to finally meet you. I've got an appointment for this morning to discuss your operation. Well, let's get to it, shall we? Now, the first thing I'll need is a general overview of your company. To start with, you're called Multinational Incorporated, correct?
Yes.
Great. And what do you do?
Well, we, Anderson?
Multinational is one of the largest firms of its kind in this hemisphere. We've got offices in 12 nations and production facilities in 7. Our holdings include 19 separate...
Yes, yes, but what do you do?
Oh, well, I'm an executive.
And I'm an executive assistant.
Corporate division.
Right, right. And the company produces...
It sure does. We're up 12% from last fiscal.
We got bonuses.
But what do you manufacture?
I
think we may have an issue here, Miss Carruthers.
We can resolve issues.
Yes, we took a course.
Why don't we set up an oversight team and have them...
Look, it should be a fairly simple question. You're in business, right?
For nearly 20 years.
And what kind of business do you do?
Market-leading business.
Cutting-edge business.
We offer a dynamic range of customer-positive solutions to a broad base of upmarket and mid-market clients.
We're an industry leader.
Aha! What industry?
This one.
Okay. Let's start again. If I were to call up one of your salesmen, what would he offer me?
Top-notch service.
Competitive pricing. Comprehensive support packages.
And probably lunch.
That's right. Lunch. A working lunch.
But what could I buy from him?
That depends on what market segment you're based out of.
We'd perform a client valuation. We wouldn't want to offer you anything that didn't suit your needs. We're not looking for customers. We're looking for business partners.
We try to establish a B2B relationship where both organizations benefit from the synergy of the relationship.
Synergy.
Lots of synergy.
Synergy? I think I can help you with that.
Really? How?
Tell us. Please, we need to know.
Well, first of all, you're clearly incompetent. I spotted that the moment I walked in here.
No secrets here. We're all about transparency.
Transparency and synergy.
Right, synergy.
Yes, well, no amount of synergy will actually hide your incompetence.
No, of course not.
Wouldn't dream of it.
However, I can. I'll simply write a good quarterly review for you. Quarterly.
Ooh, a good quarterly review.
That means bonuses.
For all of us. Via proper invoicing processes, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
You benefit, I benefit, we all benefit.
Synergy! You've been listening to Your Mom's a Podcast, written and produced by T. Gregory Argel and Stephanie Lynn Russell, with additional performances and contributions by William Poulin, Dwayne Mailman, Gord Gardner, Tracy Rowland, and music by Stefan Kardenberg.